KRSK News Time coming up to 9:18 here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. It is time for our weekly visit with the Healing Arts Center. And in studio today, let's say good morning, Dr. Matt Sams.
Good morning.
Good morning. We haven't seen each other. Has it been 2 weeks, I guess?
I think it's been two weeks
because you guys were gone 2 weeks ago. And then last week I was on assignment. We had our big Arkansas Children's Hospital radiothon down in Harrison last week. So I was there working that last week. So we have been in the archives the last 2 weeks. And that's kind of coincidental we mentioned the archives because in a way we're doing that today, even though we are live and in person in the studio today. But we're going to do a little revisiting today. So kind of explain what's happening on today's program.
Yeah, we're gonna sort of kind of go back to the archives, but we are gonna do it live.
Yes,
we do have a special guest that has been with us a couple of different times in the past, within the past 2 years, because there's an anniversary date coming up here very, very shortly for him, and it's a pretty big anniversary date, and so, you know, we've talked about some of the things that have happened in his life, some of the changes that have happened in his life. And, you know, we've kind of done that in segments the last couple of times. And so I thought it might be just kind of cool to go back today, you know, almost 2 years later, and sort of explain what all's happened in that time frame and the miraculous changes that we've been able to just literally stand back and watch.
Well, and go ahead and introduce who we have with us today.
Okay, so Mark Scribner is going to be here. Well, he is here. Not going to be. He is right here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes. Trust me, Mark is here in the studio ready to roll. And he's going to be visiting. And I tell you what, if you missed Mark's story, and we did actually do it, and we've actually, I think, repeated it a couple of times because it was such a very interesting and powerful story. I'm really anxious to get that update. So we will all get that together as Mark Scribner, our special guest with Dr. Matt Sams and Scott McCauley on At Your Service with Scott McCauley in our Healing Arts Center program. Our KRSK News Time is 9:20 here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. KRSK News Time is 9:25 here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. Dr. Matt Sams in studio for our weekly Healing Arts Center program. Mark Scrivener, our special guest today. Dr. Sams, take it away.
Well, I'm just gonna kind of turn it right over to Mark and let Mark just kind of give an update on this journey that he's been on for the last couple of years, and
I know Mark has done this long enough to know, but probably part of this would be really going back to why we are talking about this and what, because some people may not have heard your previous shows on what you've been through, so you kind of might start there and see where we go from there. So go ahead.
You bet. So it was May 14th, 2015, so this Sunday is coming up on the two-year anniversary of that. I was in my car. I was driving on eastbound I-70 in the Kansas City, Kansas area, and it had just started raining, and my car hit some water, and I was driving eastbound, and then all of a sudden I was facing southbound, and then the front left quarter panel of my car hit a speed limit sign, and then now I'm facing westbound, but my car is going eastbound.
Uh-oh.
And the thing that stopped me going greater than 70 miles per hour were the steel undergirders of the I-435 bridge that goes over I-70. And so I spent 19 days in the hospital at KU Medical Center. I had a head laceration, a splenic laceration. I had a... 8 of my ribs were broken. In fact, you can measure the scars underneath my shirt by the linear foot, and left the hospital with a traumatic brain injury. And so that definitely was part of my story that I never thought that would be part of my story. When I was growing up, you'd always hear the guys, Scott, I'm a firm believer that everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And I think often we don't find out people's stories, whether we're too busy, whether we just are really uninterested. But, you know, you'd hear someone's story, whether it was on the radio or something, and you'd think, man, I don't have a cool story like that. And I was kind of one of those guys. In my mind, I didn't have a cool story, but I'm realizing that I didn't need the cool story. but wow, over the past 2 years of my life, it has just been an amazing journey. I was joking around with Trish, who's not here in the studio with us today, but I sent her a text the day after my wreck, and I said, I was in a little car accident yesterday, and just wanted to know if you and Matt are going to be in town this weekend, because I could stand to go see the good doctor. And I'm sending this to her like in the middle of the night. And she goes, that's kind of weird. And so then I go silent because they stole my phone from me in the hospital and wouldn't let me have it anymore. And then she sees these pictures of my wreck, and it changed everything for her, that it was, wow, this is a little more than just a little wreck.
Yeah, so there was a that was the first thing, changed the definition of a little wreck. And when we come back from our break, I want to pick up the story from there, because I think part of the story that's fascinating is, and you just kind of introduced it, on how Matt and Trish actually got involved in this story and led to a whole series of things that we did some programs on, and how it led us to where we are now. Our KRSK News time is 9:29 here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. We do have our Fox News update coming up, and we'll continue with more of our special Healing Arts Center program with Dr. Matt Sams and also Mark Scrivener, special guest in the studio today. Our KRSK News time, 9:29. This is the Wednesday edition of At Your Service with Scott McCauley on 106.3 KRZK.
Summer is coming. The sales are fun.
KRSK News time is 9:32 here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. Our Healing Arts Center program continues with Dr. Matt Sams and also Mark Scrivener, our special guest, joined in studio today. And Mark was recounting, Matt, before the break about the horrific accident he was in, which initially you and Trish got the word was a little accident. It was much more than a little accident once you found out about it, but that was the initial conversation. And then, and I know you shared this when we visited about it before, but kind of recap real quickly then how you got involved from that point.
So, yeah, we got that initial text. It was late at night, and, you know, we knew that there had been an accident, but we hadn't seen any pictures. We didn't know how severe it was. And so then the next day we got the pictures, and we're like, oh my gosh. It's amazing that anybody could even survive that kind of damage. Because, you know, you look at the pictures of what was left of the car. I often refer to it as it looks like, you know, the rubble that was left over after 9/11. I mean, they're just not even really identifiable as a car anymore. And so then it really was a few weeks later. I held off going to visit in the hospital for a couple of weeks, knowing that, you know, it was pretty critical there, and I didn't want to interrupt anything. And so it was a couple of weeks later that we did go to Kansas City and visited. And, you know, that's when it really hit home that, wow, this was bigger than we even thought. And so then from that point forward, you know, once Mark was out of the hospital, then we had to start looking at ways to facilitate the traumatic brain injury. I mean, the KU Med did great on putting all the pieces back together, stopping the bleeding and all that. But traumatic brain injuries, you don't fix in a short time in a hospital.
Right. And Mark, I want you to pick up the story from there, because again, this is where it kind of gets interesting, simply because I know, and listeners of this program will know this, because Matt and Trisha said this a lot of times, that the whole health aspect of it is stuff they can do. But a lot of times when you think about Dr. Sam's background, you're thinking, okay, well, it might be the opposite. He's the one that can help with the physical stuff, and then you got to go elsewhere. But it kind of was the other way around. So let's pick it up first by talking about the extent of what your brain injury was, because it was pretty severe.
It was. You know, the way I look at it is, It's my understanding that in the medical field, that they call, there's a concussion, which is a traumatic brain injury, which is on the low end of that spectrum. And then when it's above a concussion level, they just call it a TBI or traumatic brain injury. And I got to be honest with you, when they kept saying traumatic brain injury over and over and again, I didn't want to own that. And so for me, when they said that, I just told people, well, I just had a concussion. And I remember being at this guy's surprise birthday party, and I was telling somebody my story, I don't know, 6 months after my wreck. I was telling them that I had a concussion. And she looked at me and she said, Mark, we're going to quit calling that a concussion. Because when God heals you from the traumatic brain injury, I want him to get all the glory. and really, man, to go through the things that occurred, the medical field has this term called coup contra coup, which is a funny term, but basically when you go forward is coup, and when your head slaps back is the contra coup. and so as my brain did that in this wreck, there was damage to my pituitary stalk. That is what produces or tells your body to produce the various hormones such as testosterone, such as thyroid, and it also crosses your optic nerve. And this is my understanding. If I'm wrong on any of this, let me know. But it crosses your optic nerve, and we didn't realize this, but my field of vision went away after my wreck because of this swelling of my pituitary stalk. Now, this was many, many, many doctors and conversations with Dr. Matt to say, hey, what about this? Because I am a firm believer that the body has the ability to heal itself and given the right amount of time. Now, I'm not saying we can grow back an arm or anything silly like that, but I am saying that in certain instances that our body, given the right practices, right, foods, medicines, etc., has the ability to heal itself.
Karen's Gay News Time is 9:37 as we continue on our Healing Arts Center program on At Your Service with Scott McCauley. And the reason I stopped you, because this is very interesting, and you know this as well as anybody, you know, that a lot of times we think that there's not a that's not the right word, that there's a lot, sometimes a disconnect between, you know, a faith and scientific fact. But this is actually one of the areas that they both intersect, because as you said, anybody faithful will know that God designed our bodies to be, you know, be able to tend to a lot of these things. But the thing is, Matt, as you've said many times, that's not just faith. That's scientifically proved that our bodies are designed to fend off a lot of these things that we're talking about.
Exactly. And, you know, that it doesn't matter if it's an injury or if it's an infection or whatever that insult to the body is, we are designed to heal and to overcome those things and repair. And so, you know, in this situation, there was a lot of repair processes to go through, and literally has just been step by step by step. No way to repair it all at one time.
No, not at all.
But I do want to, and again, before we run out of time on the program today, I do want to jump ahead a couple of chapters, but I do want folks to know that the brain injury that you had was very severe, and it not only affected, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going off of memory now on some of the things you said prior to this. Obviously, you were having some memory issues. I mean, there was a lot of the accident you didn't remember for a while.
I remember none of it still.
But not only that, but there were some major behavioral changes involved here too, wasn't there?
There were. My wife, I'll tell you, Scott, bless her, her heart, and just sticking with me. There's a statistic that says it's 50% of all marriages that are involved in a traumatic brain injury end within 2 years of that traumatic brain injury. And so, I've got till Sunday and I'm going to make it, and we're going to beat that statistic. And that's only because she has said, I am sticking with it and we're going to do this. Because, yeah, I was a completely different person. And it's amazing how that changes your behavior and your mood.
Yeah, and that was part of what was going on here, Matt, was that you know, you knew this, and I would think even Mark said to a certain degree at times he realized what was going on, but still realizing it and being able to control it are two different things.
Yes, two very different things. And so that was, you know, that was certainly part of this process, was working through those changes, those behavioral changes, and then rebalancing the system in such a way that, you know, we can move on past that and you know, get back to somewhat of a normalcy, although, you know, we wouldn't necessarily want to go back to what it was before the accident, because there's been amazing changes and growth experiences that have happened through the accident. And I do want to make sure that we don't leave that part of the story out, because that's one of the, to me, one of the best parts of this journey.
Well, let's talk about that, Mark. Between the time, and you'll have to help me, you were on the program maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
Was it about a year ago that you were actually on the program?
That sounds right.
Okay, so I know at that time you were in a place where it was kind of starting to come full circle. We talked about some of the situations that happened with your brain injury, but let's talk about from that time to now how else this has continued to develop, and not only the improvement, but just maybe some of the changes you've gone through.
You bet. So I used to pride myself, Scott, in being what I referred to as just a phenomenal multitasker. Like I could juggle a million balls, you know, like I watch you in the studio and you're just doing a million things.
Yeah.
And I used to say, man, I'm amazing at that kind of stuff. After my brain injury, I lost the ability to multitask. And I used to be so mad about that, and I was so frustrated, like, well, why can't I do this anymore? But then I did some research on multitasking, and actually, humans are not even designed to multitask. We're just better switchers. Because at the end of the day, you can only focus on one thing well, but you're just switching faster. So my ability to switch back and forth to those things went away. And I used to be really mad at that until I was talking to a guy in my process. I went to some counseling for a person who specialized in post-traumatic stress disorder. And I was above clinical levels on PTSD because of this wreck. And I realized that in life, focusing on one thing at a time is really not a detriment, because I'm able to sit and I'm able to understand and I'm able to hear people's stories and I'm able to care about people more and I'm able to understand those things. And so I'm realizing in this journey that I need to just focus on one thing at a time well, knowing that there's other things that are just coming right next, and I'll focus on those things when they come. And so that's been a very unique journey. I'm not going to lie to you that I was at one point in my life mad that God let this happen in my life. Oh, I was mad. And, you know, I felt like Lieutenant Dan, you know, on Forrest Gump, just up there just shaking my fist and going, why? And I realized that it was with complete arrogance that I believed that the person that I was before this wreck was better than the person that God has made me to be today. Because I've realized that this Mark Scribner now has more compassion. This Mark Scribner now understands that there's a reason for the pain that people have. That this Mark Scribner now is more open. I'm a better father. I am becoming a better husband. I am realizing that people matter. And people's stories matter, and the pain that they have, there's a reason behind it, whether it was a car wreck or whether it was abuse or whether it was something that they brought on themselves, that everyone matters and everyone's story matters.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, there are probably people listening that says, you know what, that really spoke to me. It even spoke to me, because that the multitasking thing is a thing I have. And sometimes staying focused on one thing, I'll be honest. In fact, I was talking to one of my bosses yesterday about this very topic, is that sometimes it is tough, especially when you're in a position where, like I am now, where you manage several different areas, several different stations. And there are things that go on all the time. And one of my biggest frustrations is I would like to be able to be on top of everything every time. I just can't do it. And you can't do it. You realize that now in a big way, because you physically can't do it. But that's also been enlightening for you.
It has. And also I'm learning, as humans, we have to extend ourselves the grace that we want others to extend to us. And so in your job, Scott, extend yourself the grace that, one, you're human. And you can only do a certain amount of things. We don't live in a perfect society. We've moved, you know, with all the machinery that we have, you know, here's a second clock ticking next to me that says this happens, and then 10 seconds later, this happens.
Right.
But to realize that humans were not designed to operate with that kind of precision. And so to allow yourself the grace on a daily basis to breathe, to learn, to move, to enjoy. Because when we don't do that, that's when we see stress.
And you know, the interesting thing when you mention that, and it also goes to the word which, Trish, we are using right now. It's the word balance. We used it at 9:45. It's part of a contract thing we have to go through. But you know what? You've stated this before, but really not in frankly, Mark stated it better than any of us have ever stated on this program, that part of that balance that's important, especially at Healing Arts Center and all the things that you do over there, not only is the physical medical balance, but the life balance as well.
Right. And you know, if you look at that word balance, I mean, that's an interesting word. And we have got to be balanced in every single part of our lives. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, an emotional balance or a chemical balance, you know, going back to our nutrition, our food intake. You know, it's as simple as, you know, even drinking enough water. You know, if we don't keep every aspect of our life in balance, and, you know, there's that spiritual part of our being that also needs to be in balance. And so we can't afford to leave any one piece of our life out of balance, because that will create imbalance in all of the rest of it.
Cares Gain News Time is 9:46, continuing on our Healing Arts Center program straight ahead on At Your Service with Scott McCauley on 106.3 KRZK. KRZK News Time is 9:50. At Your Service with Scott McCauley, our Healing Arts Center program. Dr. Matt Sams today being joined by Mark Scrivener. And Mark, we got about 5 minutes or so left. I know you guys kind of strategized during the break about how we were going to finish up, so I'm going to give it to you to do so.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, in fact, I think it was the last live show that we did, we talked quite a lot about really taking ownership of our health and really taking responsibility. And not just depending on, you know, provider XYZ to tell us everything that we need to do, but then to, you know, the, kind of the opposite of that is search out, you know, nobody knows your body better than you do. And so I think we need to search out the things that will help us to get better. And so, and Mark has been very good about doing that throughout this entire process. In fact, he has discovered some things that, you know, that he has brought back to me, and then we have implemented in this area, because, you know, these are things that don't exist in our area, types of services that just did not exist here. You know, they exist in Kansas City, but they didn't here. And so through this process, we've even expanded some of the services that we offer because of some of the cool things that Mark has discovered as part of his journey.
Okay, Mark, what are some of those things?
The first one would be a neurooptometrist that I met in Leavenworth, Kansas. Her name's Dr. Ashley Riddell, who revolutionized my vision, because I didn't realize my eyes were so messed up because of the concussion that it was causing my eyes to move microscopically, which was causing me not to be able to think as well, and it was affecting my memory. I was talking to Dr. Matt one day about where's the next step, and he said, well, you need to find a sacro-occipital technique practitioner in Kansas City. And I found this woman, Dr. Kimberly Shara, who has just helped me out greatly with in tandem with Dr. Sams. And so that has been an amazing relationship in those two. And then also, I found a counselor that I had alluded to named Matt Clayton out of Topeka, Kansas, who specializes in post-traumatic stress disorders and does this therapy called EMDR, which the EM is eye movement, And I think the R is redirection, but I don't remember what the D is. But and I'll tell you, I didn't realize that I was holding all of these things in. And I think sometimes we want to be perfect. At least we want to have the illusion that we're perfect. And for me to even admit here, not only I forgot for a second that we're out on the airwaves, for me to admit to thousands of people right this second that I went to counseling, that's a big step. Because, man, I can't not be perfect. And I went to this guy, and the things that we were able to do to bring down, it was as if the trauma in my life had caused all of these memories to not have a filing cabinet. And so what then happened was I was heightened in my senses. And so when things would happen, if it were raining or whatever and I was driving, I would freak out because my mind didn't know where to put these. And I go and I do this therapy, and literally as if someone poured Drano down the drain, it just went. And all of these thoughts and these processes just went away. So I went from being clinical in post-traumatic stress disorder, in depression and anxiety, in about 90 days to going to subclinical on all of those levels. And there's this phenomenal verse in the Bible where Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it to the fullest." It's in John 10:10. Through this process of, do you want to get well? Jesus asked somebody one time, do you want to get well? I made a decision about 18 months ago that I actually did want to get well. And through this process, I am living a full life. Now, I'll tell you, there's times when I remember that I was in a wreck, but there's many, many times when I have no remembrance of that because of the fact that I am living life to its fullest.
Mm. And this is, as we have said, as we begin to wrap up, Matt, this is one of the things that I know when Mark was here earlier that we talked about and how even more it's come to fruition now.
Yes, and it's... there's so many more things that have happened that we just don't have time to go through on the radio this morning. But there's so many more parts to the story that have been pretty amazing, pretty miraculous. But we only have so much time.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to, you know, to really stand back and kind of have the full picture from beginning to end. You know, just like God has in our lives. You know, he sees from the very beginning to the very end, and not just our lives, but from, you know, all time. And it's perspective, I guess, is the word. It's such a cool perspective to be able to stand back and watch and have seen this from the very beginning, you know, where, you know, there were synthetic opioid addictions,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way through, you know, to vision problems that have now resolved.
To testosterone and problems, to, like you said, vision, memory, attitude, actions, many things.
And guys, we're about out of time, but Mark, I do want to real quick, first of all, thank you. It was great seeing you and great hearing the update. And I know at one time you had some information online. Can people still look up you online?
Yes, markscribner.com.
All right. I want to take a chance. Healing Arts Center phone number is...
Oh, that's, I do know this, even if Trish is not here, 334-6660.
All right. Matt, thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Mark, see you soon as well. Healing Arts Center program wrapping up for today on 106.3 KRZK.